From the CBS Chicago newsroom, I'm Adriana Bigas, and here are the stories making news right now. We are learning 15 people were arrested after hundreds of people caused chaos in the Loop Saturday night. Nine of them arrested are adults, six are teens, and most are charged with reckless conduct. Now, at some point during the night, two teenagers standing in the crowd were shot. Both are expected to recover, but police still haven't found the shooter. Today in the West Loop, unionized workers at the Greektown Starbucks are going on strike to protest what they say is unfair company retaliation. Employees at the coffee shop near Halsted and Monroe will be on the picket line from 7 to 11 this morning. They say a union organizer was fired one day before the store's National Labor Relations Board election. Four of Chicago's eight Walmart locations have officially closed their doors for good. Over the weekend, the Chatham location was closed along with stores in Little Village, Kenwood, and Lakeview. It's not clear what, if anything, will replace the stores, a big concern especially in areas that are considered a food and pharmacy desert. Today, teachers and staff at Chicago State University are heading back into the classroom instead of the picket line. The union representing CSU faculty announced last night it reached a tentative four-year contract agreement with the school, ending their 10-day strike. Chicago State was one of three local universities that had faculty walk off the job this month. Staff at Eastern Illinois University suspended their strike on Thursday. Workers at Governor State are still negotiating. Your forecast, a very dreary day with morning rain and snow showers, highs in the 40s, but winds will make it feel more like the teens and 20s. From the CBS Chicago newsroom, I'm Adriana Bigas.